This is Unpublished Opinion for March 20th, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, when fitness comes in handy, and a movie review of the film V for Vendetta. So first up, I went running at the gym on Friday, and it was probably the first time in a while that the treadmill running was actually enjoyable. I didn't really want to stop, which has not happened in a while on the treadmill. I ended up doing close to 4 miles. It was running and walking both, because I haven't, I'm still not back up to where I was, where I could run 3 miles straight or anything like that. But it was really good. It felt really good. Even though I was on one of the shakier treadmills, I just tried to ignore the fact that it was wobbly. I was able to watch Jeopardy, which seems to always make the time go faster. And it was just a really good run. And then on Saturday, I learned why that running can come in handy in everyday situations. This is what happened. I was supposed to meet Princey out in the suburbs because he was working in the morning, and then we're going to meet up and, you know, do some things out there. However, I misjudged the timing of the train, and I thought that I had more time in the morning, but then I realized the train was at 10:30, so I basically had to leave right that second. Fortunately, I get downstairs to wait for the bus, and I'm waiting and waiting, probably 15, 20 minutes. And then my bus finally comes, and it is completely full. So full that the people are standing in the stairwell, so the bus doesn't even stop. So I'm, you know, nervously pacing back and forth, wondering if I'm even going to make the train. And it's a big deal on the weekends, because the train comes so infrequently that I would have to wait for the next train, which would not get me there until 2 hours later from when I was supposed to arrive at 11. So I was stressing out a little bit. I was trying to determine, you know, how long I could wait for the second bus, because I have to, what I do is I take this bus to one spot and then get on another bus that would actually take me to the train station. That's normally what I do. So I was standing there trying to calculate in my head, and then also while I was on the first bus trying to calculate how long I could wait for the second bus, you know, what should I do, how long would that take. I thought about briefly taking a cab, but I didn't have any cash on me, and, you know, it just seemed like a waste of money. So I did what any good fitness-loving girl would do. When I got off the first bus, for those of you in Chicago, at Michigan and Washington, I decided to run to the train station. Now, I don't mean run like you do to run to catch a bus a couple blocks away. This was close to a mile to get to the train station. So I just started running, and it wouldn't have been so bad if I didn't have on my heavy coat. I was carrying my bag with a book and all this extra stuff in it. But it was actually kind of fun. I got a lot of really funny looks. It's not every day you see a girl running through the city in jeans and a winter coat. Obviously not running to get anywhere quickly at the pace I was going. So it wasn't, like I said, running to catch a bus. I was doing my normal, you know, 9-10 minute mile pace, you know, running through the city. It would have been faster if I didn't have to stop at so many lights, but I kept hitting the stoplights, unfortunately. But I made it there with plenty of time to spare. I estimate that it only took me about maybe 9 minutes total to get to the train station, so it was only 10:15 for the 10:30, and it was the 10:30 train, so I had plenty of time. But it's funny to think about how that never would have occurred to me probably 2 years ago to, you know, just start running in order to make the train. I would have probably waited around for the second bus, or like I said, maybe take a cab, but it was pretty funny. I can't imagine what other people were thinking. What was really funny was there was a group of school kids, I think, that maybe came in on the train, you know, from the suburbs to the city for the day or something, and they were all like looking at me like, what is she doing? So it was pretty funny. But I'm glad that I made it on time, because if I'd have been late, it would have thrown off the whole schedule for the day. We had all kinds of things planned, so luckily I made it on time. So next up, a movie review. After many long, sad, painful weeks away from the theater, we finally went back to the movies. Yay! We saw V for Vendetta, which was actually the number one movie this weekend, which I don't remember the last time I actually saw a movie on opening weekend that was the number one movie. It's been a while. I did not know very much going into this movie other than two things. One, Natalie Portman shaves her head, and two, the other main character in the movie wears a mask. That's basically all I had to go on. Which was fine. I mean, I don't mind going into a movie completely blind. It kind of, you know, keeps the element of surprise going. But I was pleasantly surprised with how much I liked this movie, and I'm going to give it 3.5 cat paws. The basic premise of the movie is that it's set in the future in Britain, after, you know, much has gone wrong with the world. The United States is having a civil war. Britain is currently under a dictatorship. And the way that the Britain is at this time, it's horrendous. You know, people are constantly being spied on. Everyone's conversations are recorded. There's a curfew. People can't go anywhere. And this leader that they have is just, you know, doing horrible things to the country. You know, anyone that is different from what they say is the, you know, normal person is, you know, sent off to a camp, much like Nazi Germany. And so the basic premise is that Natalie Portman plays this young woman named Evie, who comes into contact with the guy in the mask, whose name is V, and he's trying to affect change in the country and get people to question the government and try and change things in Britain the way they are. And so she meets up with him, and he has a grand plan for how he is going to affect this change, which I won't get into all of the details because, like I said, the element of surprise and intrigue is always good, so I won't get into it too much. But she becomes involved, you know, it's hard to say whether it's willing or unwilling, you know, how much of her actually wants to be helping him and how much of it's actually her being forced. But she does end up getting involved in this plot of his, and there's a lot of interesting things about this movie. The most compelling for me was the undeniable comparison between Britain at that time and the United States currently. I don't think it was a coincidence that this film came out the weekend of the anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion into Iraq. In fact, the movie said several times at different points along the way that there are no such thing as coincidences. And the fact that it did come out this weekend, I think, was intentional. There's a lot of parallels between the prisoners at Guantanamo now wearing the orange jumpsuits, and then the prisoners in this film also wearing similar orange jumpsuits. You know, the torture techniques, things like that. You know, it's clearly trying to send a message about the direction this country might be headed in. You know, if things aren't if people don't question the government, if people are too complacent about what's going on. So I really like that aspect of the movie. Its relationship to present-day America was very interesting. I also just thought that the general plot of the movie was quite good. The relationship between Evie and V, it was a little bit predictable, a little Phantom of the Opera-ish. So that wasn't that great. But I thought that the actor playing V was quite good, considering he wears a mask the entire time. You can't see any emotion on his face, but he was still able to project various emotions that were easily captured in the tone of his voice and the mannerisms of his body and things like that. And of course, I thought Natalie Portman did a great job. She had to deal with quite a wide range of emotions and activities, not the least of which was actually having her head shaved on camera. And I think I understand from an interview that I saw that the actual shaving of her head in the film was actually when it was done. They captured it on film at that time. So it's actually her. It's not like, you know, they put a wig on her and then shaved it to make it look like her head was being shaved. It was actually the moment that her head was shaved captured on film. So that's kind of a little interesting factoid. But overall, like I said, I thought this was a really good movie. I was very surprised because I didn't really know much about it except that it had some sort of a comic book or graphic novel background to it. And like I said, the head shaving thing. So I was, very happy with it. I think that you would like this movie if you like action. There's not a lot of bloody action. There's maybe one scene that kind of made me a little squeamish, but there's some good action, some the plot moves quickly a lot, but there's also some good dialogue, and it's the kind of movie that makes you think about the government and the people's role in the government and the dangers of having those in charge have too much power. Which, if you're, into that kind of thing, I think they did a good job of, making you think and questioning some of the tactics of our own government. So I think you should see it. It's a very good movie. And that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for listening. I'd like to mention for all of you that have kids, I've started up another little podcast, which was initially started for my nephews. But you're feel free to head over and check it out, preferably if you have kids, because if you're an adult, you'll probably think I just sound silly. And for all I know, your kids will probably think I sound silly too. But you can download the very brief two episodes that I have of this show so far at sillysimba.podomatic.com and let me know what you think about it. As always, you can email me about this show or that show, any questions or comments you might have at simbachicago@yahoo.com. A reminder that you should visit the website at simbasmom.com. And if you feel so inclined, be sure to head over to podcastalley.com and put a vote in for me. I know I haven't been pleading for your votes lately, but what the heck, I'll start whining some more. So go on over, give me a vote if you're so inclined. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.